And yet Hammond, Tory Chancellor, claims that the economy is sound. Yes, it's sound if you're rich, because the richest 1,000 people last year increased their wealth by 83 billion. Crisis over, austerity over, if you took that money and made it work for everybody. Meanwhile, we are suffering austerity with falling further into debt, using credit in order to buy essential items. So for us, the 99%, things have got a whole lot worse under the Tories. And yet, their economics has not worked. National debt is still increasing. The big business is hoarding cash, and we have the worst trade deficit in the G7. Life is bleak, and it's set to get bleaker under the Tories. So yes, we do need to kick them all out, the whole cabal. I just like to focus now on, you know, I don't really need to tell you how bad it is in Tory Britain. I don't need to tell you that the Tories are clinging on to power by their fingernails. What I would like to talk about is a strategy to removing the Tories from office, from forcing the Tories from office. We need a mass movement. And I think one of the ways we could do that is if Labour councillors and other councillors, like the Plaid-led council in Carmarthenshire, if they stood up and refused to implement cuts, if they borrowed money and used reserves and had a no-cuts budget, if a number of councils did that and organised a mass campaign linking up with the trade unions, that could be the beginning of the end of the Tories. I'd also say that the Welsh Assembly should be refusing to implement Tory cuts. That could build a movement of mass opposition to the Tories. But also, I would say to the leaders of the trade union movement, to the TUC, that they should be organising a mass campaign of action on pay. They should call a mass demonstration in London on a Saturday that could easily be a million plus strong, linked to a campaign of strike action over pay. That again is another way we could remove the Tories. Labour councils and other councils that refuse to implement cuts, that borrow, etc., Corbyn should be guaranteeing them to reimburse those councils in order to enable that fight to go on. What we don't want is Labour coming in and doing what the Tories did. We have a chance here with a Corbyn-led Labour government to have socialist policies that enthuse working class people, as we saw in last election, to force the Tories from office. Thank you very much.